Good morning. Welcome to the Maximum Radio Network. You're on the program Global Time with Jesus Christ. It's Monday morning. Praise God. September 30th, 2013, the year of our Lord. It's the last day in the month of September. And I trust that you're praising God because we are facing a brand new week. And I recall the scripture says that His mercies are new every morning. And I believe it's morning, at least for us in this region at this time. Well, we want to welcome you once again to a time of prayer and I would even say fellowship. Trust that you had a wonderful weekend and a wonderful day of worship on Sunday. I know we did. In fact, we had a tremendous weekend. The weekend went extremely fast because of the many wonderful things that God allowed us to be a part of. And in terms of praise report, that's certainly a praise report from my heart, because it's just amazing how God is moving, and we can clearly see His hand. This Monday's or this day's program is focused on the spirit of knowledge and understanding, and I believe God is setting us up for this week. A week of victory. Are you ready for a week of victory? Well, this is the first day of the work week. The first day of the week, obviously, was yesterday. But here's where we get up and go out into the world, take up our weapons of warfare, take up our tools of to approach our task, whatever it is that you have signed up for this coming week. So this is the very beginning. Now, little keys open big doors. And we want to remember that. Over in Jeremiah chapter 31 and verse 7, the Lord embedded something there in a verse that gives us some prophetic understanding. And in that verse, let us listen to it for a moment. It says, "Thus saith the Lord, sing aloud with gladness for Jacob, and shout among the chief of the nations, proclaim, give praise, and say, O Lord, save your people, the remnant of Israel." This verse points out three important and distinct actions, and they are the words proclaim, praise, and say. The word say in this particular reference refers to prayer. Now, since we are exhorted through saying to talk to God, who gives us these three successive keys to insert into the prison or the prison door of every circumstance, and in this case in Jeremiah was on behalf of the Jewish people, but it's a general principle that helped deliver them into God's destiny. And these prayers, or rather these keys, are the power of proclamation, the power of praise, and the power of prayer. So that's where we are today. Let us not be afraid or bashful or doubtful about what it is that our keys are. And so this week, I would ask you to use those three keys. I believe God is waiting for us, and that is the keys to proclaim. And also, we have the power of praise. Begin to praise God for everything that He has done. And even those things that you would like Him to do, praise Him in advance. And be not slow to say, in other words, using the power of speech and petition to make known our requests, our desires. God is looking for that. So why don't we begin right now? And once again, welcome to all of you. Thank you for joining us. And we're looking forward to this time of prayer and the power of prayer. So there's the power of proclamation, the power of praise, and the power of praise. And we want to use it effectively, interceding on behalf of ourselves, on behalf of others, and any situation. Father, we do thank you today, and we're focused on the spirit of knowledge and revelation. And we're asking today for wisdom. As we come before you, Father, we come with our knees bowed, our heads bowed, our hearts and spirits bowed low before your mighty throne, before who you are. You are God like no other God. There is no other God. You are the only wise God. And we ask today as we come that you would cover us with the righteousness of your Son, Jesus Christ. Make us clean by the blood of the Lamb. We overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. So today we seek your help for this brand new week. We know that we need you, and we know that our help comes from you. How can we make it? How can we go through without you? So we thank you today that we have you as our source, our only source. And today we ask you to forgive us from our sins and our transgressions. Help us where we failed. Strengthen us where we're weak, where we're in fear. Send love in the name of Jesus. Where we don't know what to do, give us the wisdom and the understanding. So today, we want knowledge and understanding. So we come to you in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and we thank you that your word gives knowledge, your word gives instruction, wisdom, and understanding to all who pay attention to its truths. You promise to impart wisdom to us if we will listen to your words and attain unto your wise counsel. We therefore enter your presence with trust, knowing that you will give us wisdom according to 2 Chronicles 1 and 10. Heavenly Father, fill us with the spirit of wisdom so that we will be able to discern your will this week. With you, Lord, there is both strength and wisdom according to Job chapter 12, verse 13. Let our mouths speak your wisdom because of the righteousness you have imparted to us according to Psalm 37 and verse 30. In the hidden part of our lives, make us know your wisdom according to Psalm 51:6. Teach us to number our days so that we will gain a heart of wisdom, according to Psalm chapter 9 and verse 12. Heavenly Father, your wisdom and knowledge makes us happy. It fills and fulfills our joy, because the gain of it is better than fine gold. By wisdom you founded the earth, and by knowledge you established the heavens, according to Proverbs chapter 3 and verse 13 through 20. Lord, we thank you that the eyes of your understanding and our understanding are continually being enlightened, that we may know your calling and the riches of your glory and your inheritance for us, the saints. We thank you for your exceeding greatness, and we believe, trust, and rely on you only. We believe that Jesus Christ is your Son, that he died on the cross for my sins and for our sins. We believe that you, Heavenly Father, raised Christ Jesus from the dead, and he now sits in a place of favor, the place at your right hand in heaven, according to Ephesians chapter 1, verse 17 through 23. So we thank you today, Father, for sending Jesus, who represents your power and wisdom to us, because we are in him and desire to always abide in him. He has been made unto us wisdom, righteousness, sanctification, and redemption. In this reality, we stand and we pray and we give glory to you forever. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we give you thanksgiving. Amen and amen. Well, there's an opportunity for anyone who has a praise report. Of course, we welcome that. We welcome a prayer request as well. Now, remember, one of the keys to the prison or the doors of any situation is to say. We said it was proclaim, praise, and say, and we saw that out of Jeremiah chapter 31, verse 7. And so let us say, let us say, he is waiting, he is anticipating, ready to receive our request. Your line is open, and you can just speak whichever is on your heart, a praise report or a prayer request. Once again, welcome to all of our live listeners and all of those that are streaming and will be streaming at some time, but you're welcome. Know that time is just a bridge between any two events, and so it doesn't matter if you're on live with us or not, or you're streaming later, the power of God is still available to you to open the doors of any situation that God has placed on your heart. A praise report or a prayer request. And particularly a praise report if there is something that you had previously offered as a prayer request and God has moved. That will encourage your heart tremendously. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Bless your name. Thank you for your greatness and your goodness to us, Word. Thank you for this brand new day and all of the mercies that goes with it. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Thank you. We bless your name today. And Father, we anticipate what you are doing and what you will do. According to your Word, we know your promises. We're sure about them, and we propose this week to walk humbly before you in the ways that you have established for us, all of the works, good works that you have ordained and foreordained for us to walk in. We propose to walk in those. We desire to walk in those today. However, we need your strength, your wisdom, and your understanding. Today, the I am for us to meditate on is this. It comes from Isaiah chapter 11 and verse 2. It says, the Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him, the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of counsel and might, the Spirit of knowledge and of the fear of the Lord. And the person there who's being referred to as him is none other than Christ himself, who previously in that same book, in chapter 9, was described as Mighty God, Counselor, Everlasting Father. That's who he is to us. So he's saying, I am the spirit of knowledge and understanding. So you want understanding this week. You need knowledge this week. Well, he is the source. He says, I am the spirit of knowledge and understanding. Embrace that promise, that reality, and here's what happens. Various situations, the light comes on. The understanding happens and the knowledge prevails. Every situation. Do not be afraid to expose the situation to the light of proclamation, the light of praise. So praise God. Praise Him. Praise Him. Don't wait for an answer to praise Him. Praise Him and watch the answer occur. Mm. Hallelujah. Yes. Praise Him. Sometimes we approach the issue with the idea that we stay quiet until something happens. No, no. Proclaim the word and promises of God, even if it's onto your own heart and yourself. Speak it. Don't speak anything contrary to the promises of God. And I notice that that's a growth area for all of us, our mouths. You know, we speak things contrary to even what we're praying. And we're praying according to God's word. And we're also praising Him. Praising Him.
Thank
so
you,
say.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Somebody's getting.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to your name, Lord. I just thank God for this
yes.
day. I thank you
yes.
for courage. And I thank you for wisdom. I thank you for everything that He has blessed me with. I thank you, Lord,
Amen.
That He made us tremble even on the line this morning. Because it wasn't
yes.
our enough. Good deed that we have done. It's nothing that we could ever do, but He woke us up this morning. He kept us
yes.
through the night, and He woke us up on this morning. We just give Him praise, we give Him honor, and we give Him all of the glory in Jesus'
yes.
mighty name. Amen.
Let it be. So let it be. So let it be. So let it be. Welcome back from the nation of Trinidad and all that God has done there and shown during your visit. So we praise God that He brought you back. We did pray for your safe return. And guess what? It's a praise report. You are
praise
here
God.
Back with us praise safely God. After having a wonderful experience, time of visitation and just fellowshipping with some folks. Well, that's the idea. We must praise Him. So, Father, we're thanking You for this week that You've put in our arms and You have placed us in. And we thank You for what You're
yes.
doing and what You're about to do. We know right now that all through this week and every day of this week that You are still God. And that every situation You are ruling and overruling according to Your divine will. And Father, we release that reality to be. We do not resist it. We are in agreement with it. That victory is ours. Today, victory is ours. So say to yourself, victory is mine. Today, victory is mine.
Yes.
And you just go about it with the attitude and the anticipation, the expectation that it is so. It is so. It's not just going to be. It is already so.
Hallelujah.
Yes. Embrace this thing and wrap yourself around it. Allow it to grow in your heart. Because it is so. It would not be so if it were just you or it's just me. But Him, He is the spirit of knowledge and understanding. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. For that we praise His name. We bless His name. We thank Him. We bow before Him. We bow before Him. Let all confusion of the mind cease. Say to the storm, peace, be still. And watch exactly that occur. Peace, be still. Because you're connected with the Lord of all the storms, every storm that can be, He is Lord over it. Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you, Father. In the name of Jesus. Let His Spirit. Good morning.
Good morning. Yes. I would like to as a betraying spirit report. I had asked for prayer for the Mascencio family. They had a baby girl on July 4th, and she was born 2 months premature.
I recall that request.
Yeah, little Luciani went to be with the Lord on Friday.
Okay.
She survived for 2 months, and the good Lord decided to take her back with Him. Mm-hmm. So just like to lift up the Mascencio family in prayer.
Well, thank you for that prayer request. And the Spirit of the Lord just dropped this reminder into my spirit. Let me just quickly share it with you. That situation, the Lord will use that situation to bless the family. Now, of course,
yes, sir. Give me an opportunity to minister and to speak about the goodness of God to the mother. She's Catholic, but she truly loves God and she believes in God. And that gives me the opportunity now every morning I see her, because she has a son in my class. And every morning I see her,
yes,
I can minister to her.
Yes, yes. And let her know. Let her know this reality, this truth. Because we are operating in His spirit, which is a spirit of knowledge and understanding. Have her, when the opportunity presents itself, have her know this fact, this wonderful and powerful reality, that her daughter is with the Lord. Yeah. Yeah. Any child that passes is with the Lord.
Amen.
Any child. And that's a powerful incentive for this mother to want to follow the Lord. That's a powerful incentive. When anyone dies in Christ, and of course every child, below the age of accountability, and that varies for different individual children, but in the case of a baby, that is certain that they're with the Lord. So the question becomes, well, why did the Lord allow this? Why did it happen this way? There has to be and is a blessing somewhere there. For that family, for that, beginning with the mother and the parents. So while we are saddened by their situation, we've just proclaimed, and we're also praising now, and we are about to say, Father, thank you for ruling and overruling. Thank you for every situation that comes, because we know it cannot come unless it goes by your courts. It has to pass through your courts in order to reach us. Thank you for this family. And Father, cause this situation to reveal the knowledge and the understanding that only can come from you by your Spirit. You are the Spirit of knowledge and understanding. Cause this situation to fulfill that assignment so that they're in a better place because of what happened. They begin to think thoughts concerning you, thoughts concerning the hereafter, the time that comes, or the season that comes, called eternity, after time has expired. And they begin to live in terms of eternity and not just the framework of time. Father, ease the pain like only you can. Ease the pain. Be their comfort like only you can. Give them peace that can only come from you, a peace that passes all understanding. Minister to that mother, Lord, and help those parents to know this did not occur because of their failure or negligence, but it was your divine, supernatural will. And Father, help them to embrace more of your will for them. In the name of Jesus, bless them powerfully. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord, that we can call on you not only for ourselves, but on their behalf as well. Bless them richly throughout this day, throughout this week. And Father, we thank you for the victory that you've already given us this week. In the name of Jesus.
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you for your praise reports. And thank you for your prayers. And believe God.
Hallelujah.
Every day.
Lord, hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord.
We love you with the love
you,
of the Lord.
Lord.
We look forward
likewise,
to spending
Pat.
Time with you.
Have a blessing.
Thank you.
Yes,
yes.
You do the same.
Yes. Trust him. Walk with
thank
the King.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Yep.